Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load 'em up, boys. Where's Davy Crockett when we need him?
And this is hour number three coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Colster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Colster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Colster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Colster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Joined now by a writer who is the most read writer at the website where he occupies his space, which is AMOLand.com, which happens to be the biggest aggregator of its type on the planet, falling within 1,000 top websites on the planet, which makes him the most read author in the world when it comes to the gun culture, the gun space, and that being Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I'm glad to be here. Have a particular topic you'd like to start out with today?
Well, I want to look at this because I did a thing earlier today, and I want to talk about this because you have an article that just came out based on an academic study. Gun turn-ins, which are actually what they are, they're not buybacks, increase crime committed with guns. But I talked earlier today about that term, just gun buyback, because it's quite a presumption for government to decide what your item is worth when they want to buy them back, especially since you did it legally, you bought it legally, you did it under the auspices of business, you went to the place, you paid the agreed upon price with a legitimate businessman, and now they want to come in and say, well, you can't own it, and we're only going to give you this much money for it. So a gun turn-in is actually what these things are. But tell me what you found out with this.
Well, one of the first things, and I agree with you, buyback is the misnomer. It's actually Orwellian, because the government never owned these guns.
Right.
So they cannot buy them back. You can't buy back something you never owned to start with. So it's Orwellian, and what the people who coined this term, I mean, the way it appears, is they want you to think the government owns everything, and it just temporarily let you have it for a little while. I mean, how else do you interpret this when the government can't buy back something it never had in the first place?
Right.
So, I did talk to one of the authors of this study, and it's a study on these, they call them buybacks, and I call them turn-ins, and I think turn-in is more correct. And I talked with Dr. Mark Anderson, who was one of the authors, and he agreed with me. He said, yes, and I've got a quote in the article. It says, I agree with your issue on the term buyback, but this is one we'll probably leave unchanged. And he says it's because the term has been used in the literature so much that anybody looking for a study that deals with it is going to search for that term. They're not going to search for gun turn-in. And so,
I'm not trying to be funny here, but he falls for the whole Goebbels routine. If you say it long enough, people believe it. That's what he's saying.
Well, I think he's honest, and he's saying we want other researchers to find our stuff, and they're all going to be looking for this term.
Right.
So even though it's not correct, we're going to use it.
Okay.
So, you know, he didn't say it was correct. He said it wasn't, but he said, in order to get people to see our research, we're going to use that term. And and what's really interesting about this study is it's the biggest one on these events, these turn-in events, that's ever been done. It covers something like 25 years, and I think 277 cities, and 339 of these events. So it's huge. They have it, the biggest amount of data that just about anybody has on this thing. And they were not reaching generally blockbuster conclusions. I mean, it's things that people have seen before. These events don't really affect crime much. And they don't affect suicide. They were not unable to detect any significant increase in suicide or any significant decrease in crime. But the small effect that was statistically significant that they did find was just a blockbuster to me, because they found that for 2 months after these events, there was a small increase in crime with guns. In other words, it was exactly the opposite of what these people think would happen. Instead of crime with guns decreasing, crime with guns actually went up. Not a huge amount, but a little bit, a measurable amount. And that's a pretty big deal. And when they were looking at it, trying to figure out how this might be, they put forward a hypothesis that John Lott had put forward in 1998. He said, well, if criminals hear about all these guns being taken away or given up by people, maybe they figure that those guns aren't there to be used to defend anymore, so they can use guns to get what they want easier.
See, I was going to ask if that's what happened, but I thought that was so far-fetched that much penetration would be given to that. But I guess they watch. Don't they publicize these gun buybacks, as they call them?
Oh, they publicize them tremendously. I mean, well, they used to. It used to be these were big media events, and they would publicize them months, certainly weeks in advance, and they'd try to get everybody on board, and, you know, they were a significant thing. But a number of Second Amendment supporters, I was one of them, would see these, and then we'd start saying, hey, there's a cheap gun opportunity here. You guys can get there with your private tables and your signs that say, cash for guns. You know, we give you a better deal than the government will. And people would pick up some nice collectibles and some nice utility guns, and they would get them cheaper than retail, but for more than what the government or whoever was giving money in the buy these turn-in events would. And I attended one of these in Phoenix in 2013, I'm pretty sure it was. And it was really a fantastic event. It was a lot of fun because they hadn't had one in Phoenix for a while. And there were lines of cars waiting to get up into the event where they could turn in a gun for money. And then there were groups of people with cash going up and down the car saying, hey, let's see what you got. And then they'd open up their trunk, there'd be a couple guns, and then, well, I'll give you this. And then somebody else would say, well, I'll give you more than that, and you'd have a little impromptu auction going on. And so people got more money, and then they didn't have to wait in line as long. So it was what was happening is that the events were not being good propaganda to promote the idea, guns bad, turn them into police. Instead,
right.
What was happening is they're going, hey, people like guns, they'll pay you money for them. And so what we saw, at least this is what I observed, is that over the years, the people planning these events decided, you know, maybe we don't want to promote them so much in advance so that people can get ready and come here with cash to buy up the gun. And so I've been seeing this tendency, well, there'll be a little bit of a notice, you know, sometime in May we will have a gun buyback or, you know, a collar buyback.
Yeah.
And then, like, one day before the event, they'll say, well, it's going to be Saturday from 10 until 2 at this location, and make sure your gun's in the trunk of your car, and, you know, you drive into this area where we'll have cordoned off and nobody else can get in there, and then we'll have somebody, a volunteer or a police officer, will open up the trunk and get the gun out.
Hang on for me right there, Dean. Hang on. Coming up on the break, we'll be back with this when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E Essentials.com.
What makes the best the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. We were talking about the incidents of gun turn-ins that they cleverly turned into a gun buyback for something that they never owned to sell in the first place.
and well, there's some more interesting things about this study. First off, is that incidents of both homicide and kidnapping went up. Now, not a huge amount, but a measurable amount. And if you think about it, if somebody, you know, they were kidnapping / abduction. Well, if somebody is looking at somebody to, you know, kidnap them, and then they find out that they turned their gun in to the police, well, that makes it a little easier, doesn't it? So it certainly is plausible to see this effect, plausible to believe that it happened. And this is a huge study, you know, over 25 years, 29, I forget the exact number of events, but a significant number of events in 277 cities. So, this is, it's not something where somebody cherry picked a particular city and looked at it for just a couple months before and after in this one case and found something. It's a big city that included as much data, I mean a big study that included as much data as they could find. Now, there was another study that was done in 2008. And you wouldn't think normally to link the two, because the one in 2008 was about gun shows. And the researchers on that study said, well, look, we've got these highly regulated gun shows in California. It's a big state. There's a lot of gun shows, but they're super tight on the regulation. You cannot buy a gun at the show. Well, I mean, you could transfer money, but then it has to go through a background check, and you have to wait for a couple of weeks, and then you arrange to get it, you know, at a gun shop somewhere. So highly regulated, you don't actually have guns go up with the gun show. Then you've got Texas, where they're what I would call lightly regulated. And I think they use that term in this study, too. You know, it's not easy to get a gun necessarily if you're a criminal, but you can buy a gun right at the gun show. They're highly publicized. You walk in, you know, it's just a huge difference in the level of regulation. And so the people said we should be able to measure some sort of difference. If gun shows make a difference in crime or suicide, we should be able to tell if there's a difference when we compare a lot of gun shows in California to a lot of gun shows in Texas over the same period. And the study was published in 2008. And what they found was there was no increase in homicides in California or Texas. There was no increase in suicide in either one. And crime was generally not affected. In California, there was, if anything, a small substitution effect that, you know, we saw maybe homicides with guns would go down a little bit, but the homicides with other items would go up a little bit and compensate, and it came, not homicides, I'm sorry, suicides, and would come out the same. But in Texas, where the gun shows were lightly regulated, they noticed a small significant effect. When there was a gun show in an area for, I think it was a couple of months after the gun show, it might have been a couple of weeks, the homicide rate would drop. You have a gun show, homicide rate drops. And it was a significant effect that it came out to, like, you know, 18 or 19 homicides over a year in Texas. Well, in one state, you know, that's a fairly significant amount. And they're two large studies, and essentially the results complement each other. You have fewer guns, buybacks, and you get more crime with guns in this latest big study. It's not a huge amount, and it's noticeable in a couple months after the turn-in, which they call a buyback. But in the Texas and California study from 2008, you had exactly the opposite. You had more guns in lightly regulated gun shows, and you got fewer homicides. And you can see these are just two sides of the same coin. Fewer guns, more crime. More guns, less crime. It's really saying the same thing.
Gotcha.
And to see this result in two very large studies over several years and, you know, millions of people tells me there is a real effect here. And it's exactly the opposite of what those proposing to disarm the population believe in. It's that if, you know, when you have more guns, you don't get more crime. You don't get more suicide. And actually, you get a little bit of the opposite of that. Most of the time, there's not a huge difference one way or the other.
Yeah.
And of course, part of the reason there's not a huge difference is because we already have 450 million guns in the country in the first place.
Right.
So you take a dozen off here, add a dozen there, it's not much difference.
The other problem is that 83% of this type of crime takes place as a drug deal gone bad. So if you're not killing yourself or, you know, trying to sell a couple of lids of meth, you're probably not going to get shot.
Oh, yeah, that's what we see. And the numbers of murders, most murders are confined to very small geographic areas, and they're well-known people who have a long history of violence, and we find that it's just this tiny, small number of very violent people in very highly defined areas. And when people concentrate police work on those areas, and there have been a number of different techniques have been used, like Project Exile and such, and it works. You can decrease the murder rate by 50%. But we're seeing exactly the opposite, too. When you have those really violent areas, and you just say, let's defund the police, and you say we're not going to defend the police in a case where it might be a little ambiguous if you did everything perfectly, or we're going to send the guy off to, the policeman off to jail.
Hey, Dean, hang on for me. We're coming. We're in the break. We'll continue this when we get back. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The world's largest meat producer has mostly returned to normal operations in the U.S. after being hit with a ransomware attack. Brazil-based JBS was hit with the attack over the weekend, with a criminal group believed to be operating out of Russia demanding a ransom. It's not clear if the company ended up paying that ransom. The company had halted production at its 9 facilities in the U.S., but said it had restored most of its operations by Wednesday. And a coalition of opposition parties to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced that they've reached a deal to form a government. Coming minutes ahead of a Wednesday deadline, we'll likely see Netanyahu's 12-year term in power ended. Former Defense Minister Naftali Bennett and centrist lawmaker Yair Lapid announced the coalition, which will have to be approved by the Israeli parliament. Under the plan, the two men will split a 4-year term as prime minister. You're listening to USA Radio News. Vice President Kamala Harris will head to Central America next week in her first international trip. She'll visit Guatemala and Mexico as part of her diplomatic efforts to stem the flow of illegal migrants over the southern border. She's set to meet with Guatemalan President Alejandro Giamate and explain what she intends to discuss with him at the meeting.
It is about what we need to do and can do together to both support the folks who need help in terms of hunger, the economic development piece, the extreme weather, and the impact that has had on their economy. But it's also about having very frank and honest conversations about the need to address corruption, to address crime, violence, and in particular against some of the most vulnerable populations in that country.
And Alabama Governor Kay Ivey announced Wednesday that she would seek another term in 2020. Announcing her bid in a video on social media, Ivey touted her response to the pandemic and efforts to make the state business-friendly. Ivey easily won her first term in 2018 and is expected to be reelected in the deep red state. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Wilder. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. Dean Wilder. Dean, I'm sorry about that. I was looking something up while we were in the break. Dean Weingarten. And we've been talking about this this notion and what actually happens with these gun turn-ins that they publicize so greatly. What kind of municipalities are trying to hold these? Are these typically blue areas? Have we still got Dean? I presume we still got Dean and he just not turned up. That's the thing with these supposed... Are you there now?
I am here. I don't know if you can hear me.
I can hear you just fine now. I can hear you now.
Oh, excellent. I'm glad to hear it.
Okay.
Yeah, where you find these turn-ins is in usually Democrat-controlled cities. And you can understand some of the concern of people. They have high crime rates. And they say, well, gee, we got to do something. Well, the problem is that they believe that the source of the difficulties is in people having guns. And that's just not a good theory. The guns are not the problem. The guns are just an instrument. And people were killing each other and having all kinds of problems long before there were any guns. It's people's attitudes. And one of the problems with the Turnian idea is that it tells people, well, it's not your fault you're committing burglaries and drive-by shootings and stuff. It's the problem that somebody allowed you to have a gun. And that removes the whole idea of personal responsibility. Well, I'm not responsible for what I did. Society made me do it. That's a very bad theory, but it's popular in some quarters, especially on the left. Much of the theory of the left, it appears to me, is designed to get rid of the idea of personal responsibility for action. And so that this is just part of it. So that's what I see. And, that could be another reason why you have a small uptick in crimes committed with guns after one of these turn-in events. The message has been loudly proclaimed throughout the community. You're not bad. You do bad things because you have a gun. Therefore, you have a built-in excuse.
Because the gun made him do it.
Yeah, right. And there's actually research out there where psychologists try to claim the trigger pulled the finger.
I have seen that. That right there is taking so much artistic license just with an idea that can't possibly be science.
These things have not panned out well. They're not replicable. And there are what I would just call, political attempts to use the science moniker to push a political agenda. And unfortunately, we've seen a lot of that lately, a lot of it with the whole COVID-19 stuff. So, well, should we move off of that topic and go to something
else? Yes, please. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I'd like to talk about things that have been happening in Texas and neighboring states. I've been watching for Governor Abbott to sign several reform bills involving guns. There's the constitutional carry bill. There's the sanctuary state bill. There's some other stuff. And maybe he's going to have a big ceremony and do them all at once. He's probably been busy because the Democrats all walked out of the session so that they would not pass a voting integrity reform bill. And Governor Abbott has said that he is going to call a summer session for Texas, the Texas legislature. It's very unusual. They only hold a session every 2 years in Texas. So to call an emergency summer session is very unusual. But I haven't seen him sign these other bills that did pass yet. And maybe, like I said, he's just planning a large sign-in ceremony. One of those bills that did not pass was a reform of knife law in Texas. In 2017, they passed a significant reform of knife law, and they did away with most of the bans that existed in Texas. For example, you weren't allowed to carry a Bowie knife outside your house. I know that sounds weird, in Texas particularly, but that was part of the law. You weren't allowed to carry anything with a blade of over 5.5 inches. And that would include swords and all kinds of machete. Now, the law was not prosecuted very much because most police officers have some common sense. And if a gardener is trimming bushes with a machete, they're not going to arrest him for having a knife over 5.5 inches. But occasionally you had some abuses where people would get arrested and get convictions on their records. But so what happened? In 2017, they did away with most of those bans. But because there had been an attack by a guy who had a Bowie knife, and he killed a person at one of the Texas colleges. It was Texas, I think it was in Austin, Texas, the college there, the Texas college there. And so that kind of was a big event, and so they put some exceptions into the bill saying you can't have these knives that have that are more than 5.5 inches in certain places, one of them which were college campuses, and then there were others like where you serve or get more than 51% of your revenue from alcohol. And they had almost a unanimous agreement that they needed to clean that up and get rid of those exceptions, because then a gardener working on campus was technically in violation of the law, and somebody, you know, cut it, slicing up a ham for distribution at a, or working on a barbecue where they sold alcohol and got more than 51% of the income was in violation of the law too. So they were going to get rid of it, and they had a near, I think only two Democrats voted against it out of 150 members in the House. And in 2019, it passed the Senate unanimously, but with all the furor going on, they were not able to get it out of the Senate State Affairs Committee. It'll probably pass in the future, and I'm wondering if it's something that they might bring up in the special session that Governor Abbott is talking about this summer, since it was had a lot of support.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. Now, Dean, the things we talk about, Dean writes about, and nearly 1,800 of his latest articles can be found at Amoland.com, the biggest aggregator of gun news on the planet. And Dean is the biggest writer there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and we got one more segment to cover here. There, boss man. So I am all ears.
Let's talk about something that doesn't get a lot of press, but I think is a worthwhile subject, and that is that I met and have been friends with Kerry McWilliams. And he is a blind gun owner, and he's hunted small game and big game successfully, including wing shooting, and he's totally blind, and he's held concealed carry permits for 20 years. Well, it was a couple months ago, he got turned down for a Minnesota permit, even though he has permits from, I think, four other states. Because he was blind. Now, under the Americans with Disabilities Act, it's not legal to discriminate against somebody because they are blind. And so he was preparing a lawsuit against the sheriff, the Minnesota sheriff that turned him down. And he let the sheriff know that he was doing so. And the sheriff took a second look at things. And they issued him a Minnesota carry permit. So this is activism, and people don't think about it too much because most people aren't blind. And they initially tend to have negative thoughts that, well, you know, it's probably not a good idea to have a blind man with a gun. But everybody has limitations. of some kind or another. And you have to learn to deal with those limitations and to make adjustments. And Carrie has actually written books about the techniques people can use to target shoot, to hunt, and to defend themselves with firearms, even if they are blind. And, of course, many people are not completely blind, but they may be legally blind. They can still see shapes. They can see movement, especially at close up. And what we see in the law is that there really is not much. I don't see hardly any legal barriers to blind people not having guns. In almost every state, a blind person can buy a gun, and he's not prevented from buying a gun just because they're blind. And if you can own a gun, then there's a presumption there that you can legally use it. And if you're blind, yes, you cannot see a target very well, but sometimes people who are not blind can't see targets very well either. And if you're in a dark room without lights on, the blind person probably has a better sense of going on, of what's happening, because his senses of, or her senses of hearing and echolocation and even touch and feel are enhanced, are often better, because they have to be, amongst blind people. So all sorts of people have limitations. You know, as I get older, I can't run as fast. I don't have as good a balance. My reaction time is slower. But I don't think I should be deprived of the right to defend myself with arms just because I'm not as fast or as balanced as I used to be. And I think, and it makes sense, that blind people also, when they learn, you know, they learn to take those limitations into account. Kerry has said that he would never fire at an attacker unless it was at point-blank range where he could actually feel the person who was attacking him, have them in hand, so to speak, and that makes sense to me, too. So I've been supportive of Kerry in his crusade to allow people to blind people to have and to use guns and to teach them how to do it. I was actually amazed that he was able to shoot. He went go duck hunting, and he's able to shoot ducks out of the air by hearing their wing beats. That's an impressive feat, in my opinion. And it shows you that if you work hard enough, you can overcome what seem insurmountable limitations. So I was glad to see that Minnesota did not, in the end, discriminate against him, though they had in the past. And I think he is an exemplary example for other blind people to follow.
Well, I've often thought that a blind person, especially in their own home, because they know where everything's at in their house.
Correct.
So them, and with that echolocation thing, which is really, really honed up, I presume, with a blind person,
I've heard that.
Yeah, but I would think it wouldn't have to be contact shooting. I would think he'd be able to tell within 5 feet where that person probably was. I applaud wanting to be...
In the home, you're right.
Yeah.
But outside, he probably has to be more careful.
Yeah. I'm curious as to what kind of gun he likes.
Well, let's see. He told me about some of them. I know that he has some semi-autos, some semi-autos, I think 9mm. He has a 10mm. I know that he has a shotgun for bird hunting. And I forget which rifle he used. I believe, he shot at least deer and probably other big game that he shot wild pig, I believe, in Texas.
Gotcha.
So there, but when he hunts the big game, he has like a coach with him, helping him to get on target. He needed to move a little left, a little right, you know, and then he's there and he fires the shot. But so he understands his limitation, but he's still legally the person that acquired the hunting license and got in position and was there. And it's pretty impressive. I don't know if he's going to do any bear hunting. He's talked about the possibility, but it's really worthwhile to see someone or to read about their exploits. And like I said, I'm a fan of Carrie, and he's written two books about it. And I know that they were for sale on Amazon, the last thing that I saw. You can probably find them by looking up Carrie, that's C-A-R-E-Y, McWilliams, and Blind Shooting, Blind Hunter. A search would probably turn them up.
Gotcha. Well, we're about to run out of time, so let's just try to set up administratively if we can. So Friday, you'll be good to go?
I expect to be here on Friday, you know, barring extraordinary events, and I'm looking forward to hearing that Governor Abbott has signed those bills.
Well, we can hope. Let's hope that's what happened. And I've been watching a lot of videos about various big cats. And I was wondering if you've ever done any studying, because the big cat thing, we've never talked about big cats before. We've talked about bears, lots of bears, but that's a North American thing.
I've written a few things. There are a number of the attacks by a mountain lion
right.
in the United States is on the rise. I mean, it's rare, but it's increasing.
In any event,
we can talk about that sometime.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. So thank you very much for joining me. You can check out all of Dean's stuff at ammoland.com. I will talk to you Friday, sir.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, please, if you would, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. There's a reason for that. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.